Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Louisa.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. My name is Louisa, and I graduated from UCLA with a bachelor's degree in political science last spring with a 3.9 GPA. I'm currently studying for the LSAT, and I signed up for a live subscription to the Demon this past week, which I am loving already. My question to you regards where you think I should go to law school. Little early, maybe? I've always wanted to live and study in New York. I took a trip to New York 2 weeks ago and got to see and talk to representatives from both Columbia and NYU. As someone who was born and lives in California, I know that I eventually want to return to California and practice here. Do you think it is a bad decision prioritizing schools in New York when I know I want to practice here in California? Should I prioritize schools such as Berkeley, USC, or UCLA instead? I've wanted to leave California for law school because I'm pretty familiar with the schools here, got accepted to both UCLA and Berkeley for undergrad, and the thought of going to New York has always been exciting. However, I don't know if this is the wisest decision. In other words, is it better to study where you want to practice? I look forward to hearing your thoughts and thank you in advance for your help. I would say apply broadly and still decide then or decide yeah. then.
I do think you're trying to make these decisions way too early, Louisa. You're excited, which is great. But until you have an LSAT score, until you know what your official best LSAT score is, you really shouldn't be looking at schools. You're just wasting time.
Well, and some of these decisions are going to be made for you, right? You apply to a bunch of New York schools. You apply to a bunch of California schools. The best California school comes back with some full ride offer. The best New York school you can get into comes back with a half tuition scholarship offer. And you're just like, sorry, bye. I'm going to California.
Yeah. Focus on your LSAT practice tests, Louisa. Talk to us about actual LSAT questions. You're a Demon student. We want to see you in class. We want to talk to you. Use the ask button. You should be just totally immersed in the LSAT. And these schools will be there when you're ready to apply. You don't need to be thinking about them now. It's just a waste. And like, you're not going to learn anything from the schools. You're not going to get any help from the schools. All the schools are going to do is like jockey to try to get, you know, their hooks into you to get you to like them. And that flirtation is just totally irrelevant until you actually apply.
Yeah.
And they actually decide whether they're going to admit you or make you an offer or whatever. So it's really a waste.
But worse, you get bad ideas like, oh, I could just apply with my 162.
Don't bother retaking. Or, yeah. Our deadline is not until June. You know, they're going to give you all these bad. Yeah, they're going to give you bad advice to try to get you to try to sucker you into their particular school. So I would probably just stop talking to the schools if you already are and just work on your LSAT instead.
Yep.
As far as the New York versus California thing, I guess I have a couple comments about that. If you are sure, you know, I know that I eventually want to return to California and practice here, then you should probably go to law school in California. Your classes, to the extent that they touch on state law, they will always be using California law instead of New York law.
And your connections. You're going to have more connections in California.
And yeah, your internships and externships and clerkships and whatever else, you know, your whole colleague network. I mean, yeah, it would be dumb, I think, to go build a network in New York City with the intention of coming back to California. That's like, this ain't undergrad. Going to undergrad based on, oh, I want to have a college experience, that's probably also stupid. But I think it's doubly stupid in professional school.
Yep.
That said, if you do go to law school in New York, I think you should be open to the idea that you're going to change your whole plan and live and work in New York.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you love the idea of going to New York now, who's to say you wouldn't continue to love it? There's something about it that you like.
Yeah, and it is fucking incredible. And if you can handle the winters, and the summers, then New York could be a great place to live.
Yeah.
As a West Coaster myself, having spent some time on the East Coast, I think it's overrated. I think the Four Seasons are overrated. in California.
Especially like in Virginia where they merge together and you get this like snow that then turns into ice and then slush. And you're just like, gross.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in Palo Alto, it is sunny right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bother checking. I just pretty sure it's sunny because it always is.
And it's not going to be too hot in the summer.
It's just beautiful all the time. Yeah, that's how Berkeley is. That's how Palo Alto is. That's how UCLA is. I don't know. I think I would caution Louisa about just being a little bit like, I don't want her to be, oh, this is fun, I'm going off to law school type of a thing. And I want her to realize that she's choosing where she's going to be devoting a lot of resources, including time, you know, the time that you're going to spend with people that you go to school with is kind of wasted if you end up moving 3,000 miles back to California after law school.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my caution would be similar to yours in the sense that I don't know how much weight I would give to that. Because when you're talking about California versus New York, they're both, you know, coastal states. And I feel like at the end of the day, what's really going to differ the two is the offers you get. So apply to both states and see what you get.
Yeah, by all means, apply broadly. And if you end up getting great offers from Columbia and NYU, they could make it worth your while to go out there.
Yeah.
That said, if you do get a great offer from Columbia or NYU, you should show that to UC Berkeley and UCLA because they might beat the offer potentially.
Yeah.
Thanks, Louisa. Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.